Let's look at another problem that affects low-income families, finding an affordable place to live. Agencies that work with poor families often rely on motels to keep people off the streets and out of shelters. Some people live in motels for months or years because they can't save up for a regular rental. And that's led to a pushback in communities where leaders argue that long-term motel stays rob them of tax dollars, violate zoning laws, are unsafe, and create pockets of crime and poverty. One small town in Colorado has taken steps to stop the practice. Colorado Public Radio's Michael Elizabeth Sackis reports on the outcome.
The mile-and-a-half road that connects Colorado Springs with the resort town of Manitou Springs is known as No Man's Land. The short stretch is dotted with aging, mid-century motels, but it's getting a major overhaul to fight its rundown reputation.
For 2 years now, I've been trying to find a real rental.
That's Leslie Phipps. She lived in a motel down the road for over a year, but had to leave after Manitou Springs decided lodges can only rent 20% of their rooms long-term. The rest have to be nightly. After living with her daughter, she's back in a local motel. This time, she can only stay for 30 days.
If they'd let me stay, I would even start a garden out back. But there's no stability in it, you know, and if you start a garden, what if you get run off?
Phipps says she thought she had found stability. She's been working her job as a line cook in Manitou for 2 years, and her 16-year-old son is in the district's high school. She's on a wait list for an apartment, but is afraid that, with two bedrooms renting for around $1,300, she can't save up for the first month's rent and a deposit, things that aren't needed to get a motel room.
You don't have any extra when you have to live like this.
People have been living in Manitou's motels for decades. The schools included bus stops along No Man's Land to pick up kids. But the city decided to enforce its maximum stay ordinance about a year and a half ago. Wade Burkholder is Manitou's city planning director.
The health, safety, and welfare is what we're here to protect was becoming more and more a concern for us.
Burkholder says many of the motels aren't suitable for long-term stays. There are no stoves for cooking or kitchen sinks for dishes. But even those already converted to be more like apartments have to return to nightly rentals, since they're not zoned as residential. Burkholder says motel owners aren't happy with the change.
We now have three properties that are unfortunately sitting vacant because of this new rule.
The city will also make money from a lodging tax that can't be collected on longer stays. But one motel manager says he's still renting long-term because he'd be out of business if he didn't, that tourists don't want to stay at his rundown lodge. Burkholder says at first the city was forcing tenants out, but they realized people needed more time to transition.
I think we learned that we have to be more proactive and not just go in there and heavy hand, lock the doors on people.
Agencies will often place families in motels to keep them out of shelters. Kathy Alderman is with the Colorado Coalition for the Homeless. She says the state has very few options for what she calls bridge housing, a place someone can stay as they wait for something more permanent.
Motels are sometimes the only option for folks who need an emergency situation. And if that's being restricted, I don't know where these families are expected to go.
She says living conditions might not be ideal, but the alternative is worse.
It doesn't do the community any good to evict people from these situations if they don't have any other place to go. They're just going to end up back on the streets, accessing emergency services.
Manitou doesn't have a homeless shelter. Planning Director Wade Burkholder says the people who lived in the motels likely had to leave the city and go to nearby Colorado Springs. The school district lost 88 students when they started to enforce the ordinance. Amy Cox is the CEO of the nonprofit Community Health Partnership and a former council member in Manitou. She says this is a black eye on the city and that officials should reevaluate the ordinance.
The trauma experienced by children who are uprooted from their home and their school and forced out of their community, that carries forward.
The school district wouldn't comment, but in a letter to Cox, Manitou Superintendent Ed Longfield says he talked with the city about how this ordinance would impact its at-risk families. Longfield says they've worked to keep the kids in school, including sending buses across Colorado Springs, but that displaced families find it hard to keep their kids in a different district. Leslie Phipps says her son is one reason she's trying to stay in Manitou. She doesn't want him to leave his school. But Phipps adds that motels aren't a good place to raise kids.
But this is my only option right now. And if my whole paycheck has to go toward this place, that's what'll happen.
When her 30 days are up, Phipps says she'll likely move to another motel. She points to her car and says she and her son might also spend a few nights in there, too. For Here and Now, I'm Michael Elizabeth Sakis.